Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Drinks to the sky, got the whole crew posting. I left the booth smoking. I'm cold.
coast to coast, and this girl got my heart racing. Jump open. If you jumping and I'm jacking, and you Bruno and I'm Jackson, then what's happening? So what's good? You can see me flipping burgers in the back of the hood.
So light up the grill, look, light up the grill, light up the grill, look, light up the grill, light up the grill, look, light up the grill, light up the grill.
Go ahead, light it up. I'm trying to waste time, but at the same time, I got some time to kill.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man, T.M. Hyman. That was Light Up the Grill, all the way from Delaware. Welcome, co-host Toya tonight. What's going on, Toya?
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. All the way from Charlotte, we got CeeLo.
Good afternoon and morning time. Hi, everybody. It's taking it easy.
It is, that's what's good. It's 10:06 on the East Coast. It's 7:06 on the West Coast. Sexism tonight. Yo, I want to get it started early with this combo, just right out of the box, because we got some very opinionated voices on this show. And when I think of sexism, I'm like, wow, this is going to be an interesting conversation tonight. Hey, I was getting off, I was actually getting on a plane last week, and I shared this with you all as we were talking about the show for tonight. I thought I heard the funniest thing ever, but it was blatantly sexism. The dude was boarding the plane, and he saw the lady go past. The lady, obviously, you know, was not a stewardess. The lady was the pilot. And the dude was, like, on some nervous, like, on some nervous-ish. Because he was like, yo, I'm scared. If the plane goes down, this thing is kind of heavy to pull up. You got to pull up the plane when it go down. And he didn't know if the lady was strong enough to, like, pull the plane up. I was like, wow. I mean, I'm going to tell you, first and foremost, I understood where he was coming from because I've never seen a female pilot either. But in this day and time, you know, where, you know, women are climbing up, you know, power poles, you know, and cable poles, you know, I mean, you know, I've seen women on a trash truck. I have seen a woman on a trash truck. You know, so times are changing. You know, I mean, that's just like, you know, I think it's a little awkward for a male nurse, but there's a lot of men nurse these days, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, sexism, you know, what is sexism? You know, sexism at the end of the day, you know, it's somewhat like, you know, prejudice. You know,
it's a stereotype.
It is absolutely a stereotype, but the phrase was coined back in the mid-20th century, and it's a belief or an attitude that one gender or sex is inferior to the other, you know, incompetent or less valuable. Hatred, in some instances, is even applied, you know, definitely a prejudice towards either a sex or a stereotype. You know, it could be towards masculinity or femininity. You know, women can apply sexism to men. Men can apply sexism to women. You know, but flat out, you know, sex discrimination kind of gets up in there when you talk about sex and gender when it comes to sexism. Have either one of you ever experienced blatant sexism?
Yes. I mean,
Well,
you know, I've always done manual labor jobs. You know, like I was a cable lady or whatever for roughly about 5 years. And
now, when you say you were the cable lady, what exactly did you do?
I installed cable. I ran cable, meaning like, you know, running the cable lines in either, you know, a commercial building.
So you actually climbed the pole.
Yeah, I actually carried the 85-pound ladder and climbed the – and it was 85 pounds, but it was 28 feet tall. I used the extension ladder. And so, yeah, and crawling under people's houses and, you know, I mean,
wow.
It's nasty and messy and, you know, all that great stuff. But when people, I mean, you know what I look like, but, I, you know, I'm like 5'5", 100 and, you know, some pounds under 200. And, and so when I would knock on the door, they think that, you know, maybe I'm just a ride-along or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, where's the guy at? This is what I need done. You know, I've had men actually try to take the ladder out of my hand because women aren't supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, and it's blatant because they're, oh, why are you so pretty? Why are you doing this? I'm like, well, what are ugly people supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the, you know, it's, I don't know. And you always have to feel like constantly like you have to prove yourself above, you know, what you know you're capable of.
Right. I mean, some of it I think is just common courtesy, though, because some men just don't want to see women doing certain things. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show tonight, we're talking about racism. It is Monday, September 13th, 2010. And, you know, we often hear it's a man's world. You know, is it truly a man's world? We know sexism exists in the United States and globally, as a matter of fact. However, do we give more power to this concept than it really deserves? I don't know. We're going to keep this conversation going. Check this one out. It is You Nailed Me, Electric Chameleon, as we talk about sexism tonight. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Don't give in sooner or later. In time.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight we're talking about sexism. And CeeLo just mentioned the fact that stereotypes were a major part of sexism. And, you know, she's right on the money with that. Gender stereotypes are formed at an early age with identifying men and women, you know, specifically as it relates to particular occupations. Could you all relate, you know, to specific things that men were supposed to do versus what women were supposed to do early? And at what age did you start to kind of question that?
I mean, I've always been a tomboy, or considered a tomboy. And that was early because I didn't like, honestly, it started from not liking women and then not liking being around girls because the girls were so catty. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, I don't know, playing with boys and playing with girls are two different things. And so I grew up with even a thought of women being weak, but because I was always the only girl, I didn't put myself in that category. You know what I'm saying? And so then when I got faced with it as an adult,
When you say women being weak, what do you mean?
Like, in because I was always the only girl, you know, so no other girls would play with me and the boys because they didn't, you know, they didn't play as rough. And, you know, they would always, you know, fall and cry or, you know, what. To me, so in my mind, I was, like, exceptional. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't, like, girls were weak. Girls, you know what I'm saying? Girls were catty. They argued over stupid stuff. They fought over toys. But then as an adult, getting that same, you know what I'm saying, getting that same thing from men, you know what I'm saying, was almost like a shell shock. It was like, I know I can do, you know what I'm saying, the same thing a boy could, or, you know what I'm saying, or even better. But, you know what I'm saying, it's just like, it is something that we learn as children. It is.
Right.
Misconstrued or not, but it's something that we learn.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I think the earlier you learn, the better. You know, they want to teach kids. They say really during primary school is really when, you know, kids should really understand how important and how vital, you know, it is to kind of tackle gender stereotyping. Because, you know, if you get at them while they're at an early age, it develops and it kind of quickens within them to be able to understand that they can do all things, you know, not just what men are supposed to do or what women are supposed to do. You know, it's according to whatever it is your desire is, your passion is. How about you, Tori?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that I learned early on that women are supposed to do some things and men are supposed to do other things. I saw on both ends. I saw women doing what I guess people would say men are supposed to do. So I never thought that there were some things that a female just can't do. My mother, her sisters, they all do just about any and everything, or they don't hesitate to try to do something if it needs to be done. So I can't say that I was taught that in the home. Of course, you see stereotypes, you know, out in the world, and things are mentioned and said as far as occupations, things that are supposed to be done at home by the man or things that are supposed to be done at home by a female. But, no, I wasn't taught that or learned that at home at an early age. I would say more so maybe outside of the home I saw things that were stereotypical, but not that I actually learned it that way early on.
Did you all know that it wasn't until 1875, when women were identified as an actual person in the United States?
Yeah, because they were recognized before, black people were. Yeah, because the only people, the ones that were deemed people were white men.
No doubt. 1875, women were actually deemed people in the United States legally, and of course we know that women didn't receive the first vote in the U.S. until 1920, you know, and in the U.K. it wasn't until like 1918, so the U.K. was, you know, a little ahead of us. But I find it fascinating, you know, that, you know, I don't know why, you know, like you said, CeeLo, you know, women were acknowledged before African Americans were, or black folks were, in the United States. But I think that's very, very interesting. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show tonight, we're talking about racism. You know, I mean, we give a whole lot of power to the concept that it's a man's world. But tonight, we're trying to open your minds, you know, and share the fact that, you know, life is what you make it. You can be whatever it is you want to be. You can do whatever it is you want to do. Before we go any further, let's welcome our co-host out of VA just joining us, Ms. Willingham. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. I do apologize for my childhood tardiness. Good evening, CeeLo and Toya. I was in a meeting learning more how to become financially independent and establish my financial freedom, but we can get into that later. We go ahead and finish discussing racism. Sure, we got a lot to say about that tonight, and we'll look forward to it.
And that's the wrong show. That's the wrong show. I don't know which show you want to talk about racism. We're talking about sexism tonight.
I'm lost on this parking lot, I'm a little lost, so I was thrown.
No road rage.
That's a different show too. I was confused. I'm sure I know I got a lot to say, and I can't wait to hear, you know, what else we got to say tonight in the call, and so I'm really interested to hear what everyone has to say on sexism tonight.
Oh, yeah, because you're as a basketball coach, I'm quite sure you you ran into that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and your female players.
Yep, men, women, children, you know, young girls, young men, older women. So, I've run into sexism some of everywhere. And believe it or not, I might even say myself, depending on what it is, I might be a little sexist, have a little sexist views about certain things. So,
well, folks, if you don't recognize that voice, she has kicked the door in with her arrival. That's Ms. Willingham coming to you live from VA tonight, and she knows we're talking about sexism, not racism. If you, 917-889-3926 is the number. Is it a man's world? Give us a call. Tell us what you think. You know, I mean, everybody has an opinion, but at the end of the day, you know, what's your opinion? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is Take You Higher. TMG. TM Highman Radio Live.
I'm like, yeah, I bet you wanna be now. Come and roll with me
Hip-Hop Informer, your man T.M. Hyman. It's 1026 where I am here in Tampa, Florida, coming to you live with my co-host out of Charlotte, Newcastle, and Chesapeake in the building. I don't know if I'm bordering a different topic here, but I think there's some sexism that's associated with this whole Chris Brown and Rihanna situation. If you check out the September 2010 cover of Ebony with our oh-so dapper president on the cover, there's a story in it that says, should we forgive Chris Brown? A gentleman by the name of Roland says yes, while a female by the name of Fiora, she says hell to the no. I think there's some blatant sexism associated with this situation, you know, and just flat out hate. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? If it was the other way around and Rihanna blacked Chris Brown's eye and we didn't know the details, this wouldn't be so blown out of proportion. And you know, I am not down for domestic abuse. I'm not down for a man hitting a woman. Let me just draw that line in the sand. But this is, like, out of control. Should we forgive Chris Brown? Hell to the yes, we should forgive him and keep on about our business.
Well, I mean, hold on now. the thing is this, that it doesn't have any, that's not sexist. I think what it is, it's a tolerance level. It questions the tolerance level. I don't think it has anything to do with sexism. Because because she's a small frame female. Like, say Chris Brown was dating Rage and he hit her. Wouldn't nobody feel sorry, because everybody would assume that she beat him down after the fact. True or not? It's just because Rihanna's a cute little girl, and how could he hit the girl that looks like a black Barbie? If she was unattractive, would they care as much? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, they only make big deals about who they want to make a big deal about. I mean, yeah, he should be forgiven because he's human.
I'm not sure that is sexism. You know, I might just be tired of this crap. I don't know. But, you know, I think a little bit of sexism does apply, because if the shoe was on the other foot, if she was the batterer, we wouldn't be dealing with it like this.
Well, look how much smaller she is compared to him. That would be taken into consideration.
But it doesn't matter the size of the woman. It doesn't really matter the size of the woman. If she stepped to that man like a man, what is he supposed to do? See, we weren't there, and we don't know both sides of the story. And I really don't think it's for any of us to judge. It's not our business. We don't know what happened. So, yes, he should be forgiven. His career shouldn't be put on hold because of what happened between him and Rihanna. We have no idea what happened in that car. We have no idea if she was indeed one of the batterers. She could have beat him up, but we don't know that. Of course, us being humans and being, you know, the man should never put his hand on a female, which he shouldn't, we just automatically assume he was in a wrong and she did nothing wrong. But, you know, we don't know what she may have done to him. No one knows what she did to him. I'm sure she did things to him, and no one's going to question that, because it is Rihanna and she is a female. So I do think it's a female versus male thing here. And I don't think it's just because she's a pretty small female. I just think it's because she's a female.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to spin this conversation off into a Rihanna, you know, Chris Brown combo, but I'm just checking out the Ebony, and, you know, that just jumped out at me. Ms. Willingham, you spoke of being somewhat sexist yourself. Share.
Sexist in a sense, here's something real petty, but this is just me. I believe that the man that I'm with should wash my vehicle. I don't believe I should have to wash it. That should be the man's job, I think. And most people would say, okay, you know, that's sexist. A man and women don't have to, women can wash cars. No, I don't wash my car. My man washes my car. And he
should. Well, why can't you take it to a car wash? Why can't you?
As long as I don't have to wash it. But if I'm married, if I'm with someone, why spend that extra money if we're saving and we don't got it? I need you to go out there and get that hose and wash it while I'm going here. I'm going to fix you a sandwich and get you something to drink, though. However, I mean, you know, I'm, when it comes to little things like that, I don't say I'm, like, over the top, but I'm like, you know, if when I was married to my husband, I didn't take out the trash, though, when he was on deployment. I mean, say I did do that. But when he came home, I immediately got out of take out the trash mode because I think that's the man of the house should take out the trash. Now, yes, we both can. My mama taught me how. However, I believe that's his job. Now, you say, okay, men and married people don't have jobs. You do it. I do it. Just get it done. Well, unfortunately, I see it a little differently. So, things like that.
And I respect that. You know, the industry is real shady, folks. And coming up, we got our finance segment coming to us live out of Newcastle, Delaware tonight. Hey, I respect where you're coming from, but, hey, the industry's shady, folks. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Industry's shady. You need to be taken over. Industry's shady. You need to be taken over. Industry's shady. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry's shady. You need to be taken over. Industry's shady. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry's shady. You need to be taken over. Industry's shady. You need to be taken over.
Say the ups and downs symbolize life. Cause when the line is straight, that mean you out of life. That mean you out of breath. Jigga said it best. If I ain't the best, then lay me to rest. It's a new breed of MCs, but I got the torch on like I'm a triple C. Gonna play on the hip of me for the mystery. Before they can get rid of me, I'm going down to history. Crazy, try to tell a nigga what to write about. I can only tell the people what my life's about. Like I gave him reason to doubt. Guess I be American gangster till a nigga black out. Trapped out while the ladies playing mind games. I throw that powder in the air like LeBron James. This is H-I-P, H-O-P, stupid, not H-I-P, P-O-P.
Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over.
Shady and I ain't talking slim. Miss my ass to mask when I touch the pin. Fuck with him. Like Ace Hood, I keep the gutter. I'm real, real. And I ain't talking chance rubber. Listen, I ain't with procrastinators. Labor steady jerking niggas like masturbation. Patiently waiting, they grind hard when it seems to boom. Album sells down cause the line wire and I tune. So I ain't waiting for labels to get the word out. I'm going out the trunk like my niggas from the Jersey South. What I gotta do? Ringtone, voice tone, not keep two nines on them like J.B. Cologne. Turn the speakers on, watch me turn the heaters on. It's a takeover, bitch, yeah, I get my heat on. But take the best, but cut the check. Cause when people hear me, they be like, why you ain't done yet? Take over. fake soldiers vacate cause the break's over. Like EDMP, I gotta go hard. I'm just trying to say this game like a memory card.
Industry shady, you need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. You need to be taking over. You need to be taking over.
Live Industry Shady. We now have our finance segment coming out of Newcastle, Delaware, live with Toya. You got it, Toya.
Okay, well, yesterday we spoke a little bit about steps to buying a home, and we touched on how to prepare yourself for purchasing a home, and the last thing that we spoke on was actually starting a search for your home. Now, once you've actually found the home that you think is your dream home, which is sometimes the hardest part of the whole home buying process, then it's time to get the ball rolling to actually seal the deal itself. Just keep in mind that it's your hard-earned money that you're putting into it. It is a commitment, a long-term commitment, 15 or 30-year mortgage. It's not something that you're just going to pay off in 3 to 5 years like you do a car. So just keep in mind before you make an offer, there's a few things that you want to consider with the home. You want to look at the resale potential. You want to make sure that the area itself is a good area. Make sure you're familiar with the area. How has it been for the past 5 to 10 years? Come through the area, ride through different times and days of the week. Come through in the mornings and the evenings, especially on weekends and weekend evenings, to see what type of activity is in the area. What do the other homes and property look like in the area? Are they well kept? The neighbors, do they seem like to be friendly neighbors, easy to get along with? Do a little research on the actual builder of the homes. Make sure you're familiar with the builders of the home, or make yourself familiar with the builders of the home, what type of standards they build to, the quality and things of that sort. And then you want to work on making your offer. When you actually make your offer, before you actually sign the contract, what you want to do is just check to make sure what the actual seller is offering with the home. Make sure you request everything you want with the home, small things such as window treatments and lighting fixtures, to bigger things like appliances and sheds and things of that sort. One thing a lot of people don't pay attention to, which you should, would be like flooring. You can request the carpets be replaced or ask for an allowance for carpet replacement and things of that sort. When you make your offer, bid at a lower cost than what's listed. You want to make sure that your real estate agent has done their research on the homes that are selling in the area and compare them to the home that you're looking at to make sure you get a ballpark figure as to what your home is actually worth. Once you are in the process of actually making an offer, you need to make sure you hire a lawyer, a real estate lawyer, to make sure they can walk you through the process of the paperwork and they can handle everything from that point on to your closing. So that you don't have to worry about that. You also need to find a home inspector. Be very leery as far as hiring home inspectors. Just remember that you're paying for, you know, something that can potentially either save you money or cost you a lot of money. So remember, you get what you pay for. You may have an inspector that's $300 and one that's $600. But would the inspector that's $300 actually climb on top of the roof to make sure that the roof is in good condition? Are they going to climb into all the nooks and crannies in the home and things of that sort? So make sure that the home inspector is actually checking everything from top to bottom. And also make sure they're checking for mold and radon as well. Once your inspection is completed, you want to go back to the seller to request that any repairs be made and submit a new contract. You want to make sure you avoid and correct any last-minute problems. Make sure all the paperwork is in order as far as the contract is concerned. Make sure that the actual sellers are meeting your needs and your requests, because if they're not, you can always go back and forth to make any type of addendums to the contract if necessary. But once that final contract is signed, then you really can't go back to make any type of requests or adjustments. So just keep that in mind. All the way through closing, you want to keep an eye on everything that's going on. Like I said, it's your money that you're investing into your home. So just make sure that you're keeping a close eye on the actual process itself. As far as the lawyers, you want to check back with your lawyer every couple of weeks to make sure everything is in order. You want to check with your mortgage broker to make sure that they have all the necessary information and nothing slips through the cracks. And again, which we talked about yesterday, make sure you do not purchase any new items that would be a loan installment or a credit card that would be involved. You definitely don't want to add any new debt. You do not want to purchase anything or add any new debt until you have actually received the keys to your home. A lot of people make the mistake of, okay, I've been pre-approved, I found my home, I'm in the process of purchasing, the contract's laid out, and I'm going to settlement. But a lot of people don't realize that before you actually go to settlement, the bank will pull your credit report one last time to make sure that everything is still in good standing. And if they realize you've racked up debt, you know, you've purchased a new car, another $35,000 of debt, and now your debt-to-income ratio is too high for what you can afford, you at this point can no longer purchase your home. So that's one big thing that you want to be concerned about when purchasing a home, is not racking up any new debt and not making any new purchases until you actually have your keys and you're settled in your home for a while, so you get a flow as to how your money is going as far as paying bills. You're going to have new bills such as electric that will go up. You have water. You have sewage, any type of county, estate taxes that you may not be used to. So just keep all of that in mind, when you're purchasing a home. And then one last thing I just want to remind you of is, again, it is a lifetime commitment. When you purchase a home, it's not like if you purchase a car, if you don't want it, you can just sell it really, really easy. Right now, it's definitely not a seller's market. It's a buyer's market. So being as though it is a buyer's market, sometimes people are a little more flexible with what your needs and wants. But if you actually have to sell your home, it's not going to be as easy. Right now, homes are on the market for years at a time. So just keep that in mind when you're purchasing a home and make sure it's something that you actually want, because it's a commitment that you won't easily be able to get out of.
Thank you very much, Toya. Remember, don't rack up any new debt while trying to buy a house, my friends. It's a lifetime commitment. Get with it.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, the air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than a hurt beat from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, ain't gonna make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
back. When I wanted a blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And the pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be
together.
Now, I know how to do it, but, oh, damn it, it looks so great for a man to do it, to cook, and I'm just staring at him cooking. That is awesome. I love it. Oh, right, to see a man vacuum. I want to throw a party.
I'm that dude that cook. I'm that dude that'll cook, though. I'm that dude that'll vacuum, you know what I'm saying? And that's only because that's how my mom raised us. You know, my mom raised us once. She was a worker, you know. I mean, my parents were workers. So, you know, really, we were like the slaves. You know, I mean, my mom, she's a drill sergeant. You know, I mean, you know, I guess my grandmother, you know, my mom is one of nine kids. So my grandmother was a drill sergeant. You know, she was that grandmother that had her kids washing the whiteboards in the house, the baseboards, right? So guess
That's
what?
Nice.
My mom raised us to wash the baseboards, you know, and to wash your own clothes and the sweep and to wash dishes and to cook. She wanted us to be independent, you know. And guess what? I could appreciate that. But let me tell you this though, I'm not confused. You know, just because I know how to do those things, you know, in a relationship, my wife, I expect my wife to do certain things. But this is the thing right here. I don't expect my wife to do anything that I won't do for her.
Right, but that's the thing, though. But see, that's the whole thing. When you find someone that, I mean, like, you might find a woman that necessarily doesn't like to do, like, wash men's underwear or whatever, right? But the thing is that, okay, you might find a woman that doesn't like to do that, but if you, say, for instance, cook dinner more often, right? She might not mind washing your underwear because it's like you're making a sacrifice for her, and so she may make that sacrifice for you. You know what I'm saying? That's where, what's the word? It starts with a C. I don't know anything about it, really, I guess.
Compromise.
There we go.
You just tuned in. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Monday, September 13th, and we're talking about sexism. CeeLo is confused about compromise.
Wow,
you know, many women say that it's a man's world. You know, many men step up to the plate will say yes, indeedy. You know, but the reality is there's certain things that men expect, there's certain things that women expect. But occupationally, you know, as a identified person since 1875, you know, women are now people. You know, I mean, I think a woman can do anything that she wants to do.
Anything.
You know, I mean, she could be a police officer. You know, I think being a policewoman is probably one of the most powerful positions you can have, you know, as a woman.
How about a firefighter? I respect that.
I know a woman firefighter. I don't know a woman police officer. I've seen many, but I actually know a woman firefighter. You know, I mean, folks, occupation-wise, role in the household, role in society, you know, we have to escape a lot of the stereotypes that we have. At the top of the show, CeeLo shared about her occupational you know, experience as a female, which was contradictory to what's expected, right? CeeLo, share for folks who just tuned in.
Exactly. It's the thing about it is, as a technician, right? Honestly, even at, when I was in Virginia and I worked at Cox Communications as a technician, it was 300 men and 10 women technicians. You know, I'll say it was gratifying, though, like for the other women, that when you go into the household and they're giving you high fives, some of a girl power. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, they see you as being stronger than them. And they would say it, you know, but then you may have the husband staring at you like you don't know what the hell you're doing. But I have offered to leave people's houses who question my ability, you know, and also let them know that if I leave, I'm quite sure I'll be coming back, because that's probably why they sent me in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll see me again. And, you know, it's insulting, but at the same time, it's like you learn patience.
No doubt. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Coming up shortly, we have our entertainment national news. CeeLo's going to bring that to us. Folks, tonight we're talking about sexism. You know, is it truly a man's world? We know sexism exists throughout America, throughout the world. There are many specific countries, you know, that don't even really acknowledge women at all. You know, women have no value at all outside of taking care of the kids in the household. And then there's some countries in which, you know, the women has no value at all. When the man leaves and when the woman and the man separate, guess what? The men take the children with them. That's just law in some countries. In some countries, you know, the United States respects women. And we've been respecting women as individuals only since 1875. And I say only since 1875, but hey, you know, my race, you know, wasn't respected until like the mid-1900s. You know, folks, look, President Obama and his team is talking about education. You know, education is the civil rights issue of this generation. We need to educate ourselves and rid ourselves of all of these ridiculous stereotypes. It is 10:57. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. This is your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
What up, percussion? Chips. Take digital for the record. Birthmark for the record. Just for the record, people start running their mouth, talking reckless, when they know that's not what they about. For the record, if I say I believe, I did it, so don't come talking like your head won't be splitted. For the record, I've been in the studio with those you listen to, and they just as fake as you. And for the record, I'm the best there is, and will be the best there was. You don't believe me, just listen to the record. I wanna lay a couple things down. Number one is that I don't play around. Number two, if you heard it and it wasn't for me, then 9 times out of 10, it wasn't true. Number three, I'm a hustler, money by all means, that means no service for free. Number four, keep my name out of your mouth, that ain't healthy for you unless you wanna start a war. For the record, take one of the realest in the lucky old square, 704, and I ain't gotta sweat. Keep on kidding till you make me bet. If you make me pull them, then it's truth or dare. I promise if you gave it the best shot, you can't compare, cause this gift I got is so, so rare. Record that to the record, call for the record, just remember that I'm not just talking for the record. Record that to the record, call for the record, just remember that I'm not just talking for the record. Just for the record, people start running their mouth, talking reckless, when they know that's not what they about. For the record, if I say it, believe I did it, so don't come talking like your head won't be split it. For the record, I've been in the studio with those you listen to, and they just as fake as you. And for the record, I'm the best there is, and will be the best there was. You don't believe me, just listen to the record.
Like that,
tell me, hey, did you really have to rip that, man?
Just for the record.
And for the record, no, I ain't giving this up. No, I'ma milk this rap game till I get my bucks. And for the record, no, we ain't getting played out. International lingo representing the South. And for the record, no, I don't fear no man. No, you X me out, it's just in God's plan. And for the record, yeah, I keep the baddest women. Don't pay them a thing but a little attention. And for the record, yeah, I'm a real ass dude. If I owe you dough, I'ma pay my dues. And for the record, yeah, I hit the block before. Okay. Started moving them trees, started moving the coke. And for the record, no, I ain't proud about it. Made from the same talk, just a way about it. And for the record, y'all rappers ain't fooling me. Renting them cars in that jewelry. And for the record, why y'all wanna play these games? Scam, keep my peeps in the mental chain. For the record, this is a hot ass track. Yeah, the kind of stuff that bring hip hop on back. For the record, yeah, we just dropped them hits. This is something popping, always in the mix. And for the record, the game here is straight concrete. Y'all Fisher Price hammers ain't breaking me. And
for the record, people start running their mouth. For the record, when they know that's not what they about. For the record, if I say it, believe I did it. For the record, I'm talking like your head won't be split. For the record, I've been in the studio with those who listen. I control bitch like Diddy. Take digital straight, make them feel shitty.
For the record, better believe the kid. If my breath be stinking, cause I think that shit.
Diddy. My mouth with chloride, cause my flow is nasty. I use double meaning, cause not a thing gets past.
Get him, bro, the record. Y'all tricks ain't fooling me. Talking about that you pivot, but you pay for cool.
Automatically paint. They focus on me like a microscope when I'm on a mic.
And for the record, y'all whack MC. I'm here to take the garbage out to the back street.
And for the record, record, it's for the record, it's for the record. Yeah.
We're back. It is 11:01 out in New Haven, Connecticut. It is 8:01 in Los Angeles, California. It's 8:01 in Las Vegas with my angels on the line. CeeLo, Didi, yes, Toya.
Hey,
yes.
Am I you know what, see, can I, let me say this. I want to touch on something. I don't, it's really not piggybacking on what CeeLo's saying, but it's kind of just showing the, I guess, the sexism. Because I, like, my, I teach my girl cousins, or I talk to them when I'm talking to them as far as obtaining a job. I always tell them they want to strive. I feel, or my opinion, is that women should always try to strive to be behind the desk. I don't think women should be in a laborious job. I don't think you should be in the blue collar work. I think you should work your mind as opposed to working your body. Now, some people say that's sexist. I mean, I would think so, considering what CeeLo does. CeeLo's in a laborious field. She, not only does she use her mind, she also has to use her body, you know, to do her job as well. And big ups to her, you know. But I honestly,
I think some people, don't you think some people do what they need to do versus, you know, it's not always about necessarily what they want to do. I'm sure if they can find, you know, a white collar, you know, capacity and look pretty and, you know what I'm saying, and sip on some, you know, cappuccino, they would. You know, sometimes
you
it comes down to what you have to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, but that's not what I mean, I promote do what you got to do, but I'm also going to say strive to, I want to see you behind a desk before I see you, you know, sweating. That's what I just, that's, again, that's my opinion. You know, that's just how, what I believe.
Gotcha. Absolutely.
I don't know. And, like, I can't, that whole umbilical cord thing of a headset, like, and customer service and sitting and answering the, that's not me. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoyed the freedom of it. But then at the same time, they paid more than a lot of jobs out here as well. And the benefits.
What would be your ideal job, CeeLo? Would it be climbing poles?
No, it would be doing what I'm doing right now. And then, pretty much everything I'm doing right now, the artist development, the radio, being a mother.
So it is administrative type work. I mean, you know, ideally.
I don't know. Like, now, because of the position that I'm doing right now, like as far as, yeah, I can see that because of, yeah, like the whole entertainment news deal. But at the same time, it's like.
But even with your company, I mean, you know, it's a hustle. It's a hustle, but you still have to be able to push paper. You know, you're pushing paper. You know,
I think my thing is I can move when I want to move, though. That's my big thing right there.
Yeah. No, I got you.
I think Toya was trying to say earlier that she had also encountered sexism.
No, I thought Toya said she had not encountered sexism.
No, I haven't encountered sexism. Mm-mm. No, I haven't. I think maybe it has to do with, like, opposite of CeeLo, she's done a lot of manual work. I've been in mostly business industries, so I've always been in a call center or a bank or something of that sort, and I've never really experienced sexism firsthand. I've never felt like I've had to work harder to prove that I can do a job just as well as a male has. I think some of that has to do with the fact that I'm outspoken and I'm not intimidated by a man or a woman, regardless of what the position is. So, I mean, I haven't really experienced sexism, thank God. Wouldn't want to. That might be ugly for the person that's actually putting that out there. But, yeah, I haven't really experienced it firsthand.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. Because at the end of the day, to not be negatively impacted or to see it in your face blatant, you know, maybe it's a good thing, but at some point I think, you know, we all experience it, or maybe we apply it and don't know it. 917-889-3926 is the number. We have our national entertainment news highlight rundown coming up here shortly with CeeLo live from Charlotte, North Carolina.
homie, keep her on the side. Get your grind tight, homie, staying in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then they overpriced. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your eyes. Look around and watch these niggas stack up their ends. The first thing they do is go and buy some damn rims. Niggas ain't no hustlers, you a petty thief. Do this for real, ballin' in my f***ing sleep. They'll make a young boy show ya how to get these dollars, make them stack up like they poster. Costa, Nostra, Cuban cigars, boats and planes, you still on them cars. Looking so soft, claiming that they sell a heart. 10 years ago, I was little, same boulevard. Same old curve, same old corner. Smoking on the seas, cheap marijuana. Call me the truth, cause I speak, that's a Jonah. Miss can't tell me, I know I'm gonna do what I wanna do, do what I gotta. Grind, gotta die on it, make me watch ya. Get your grind tight, homie, please prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, please prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Mind on your money and your money on your mind. Anybody talking different, gotta leave them all behind. Best believe, like the sun, I'm destined to shine. Nigga talking crazy, no watch, I still know it's my time. And I'm not dropping dimes. Empire stayed around these enemy lines. So hard to do right when it's all wrong. Damn, damn, I'm so strong. Strong-minded, and I'm so strong-winded. Pick your best fighter, and he still can't contend with things that I deal with on a daily basis. Nick Cage on him, cause I stay changing faces. Mouse for the cheese, stuck in the same braces. I be running left around you, smooth, steady paces. And I never had to stall. You had to crawl before you walk, I had to walk before I fall. Get your grind tight, homie, please prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, please prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. When FJ came out, he had to go and cop him. Banks seen a statement in his ear, had to drop him. And now he's so damn broke. He walking through the hood, he ain't nothing but a joke. Tail between his legs, crying straight to his folks. Claiming he a man, but he can't even stand on his own two, man, who the hell is you? Kicked out, excluded from his own damn crew. You should have thought about the things you bought and all the things you sought. You were so dumb, so lame. You ain't even true to the game. Mad at the world and you the only one to blame. Get some sugar, that's the only way you sell a cane. Real, recognize real, they'll knock you out your frame. Bust you in the dome, hit you with the chrome. Damn, now you can't leave home alone. Get your grind tight, homie, keep prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Get your grind tight, homie, keep prioritize. Get your grind tight, homie, see it in your eyes. You want your shine right, homie, then ain't no surprise. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Shit.
TMI and Radio Live. Remember, education is the new civil rights issue of our generation, my friends. Here's CeeLo with our entertainment news.
Buenos noches. September 13th. Happy birthday, Kevin, my little brother. Yeah, entertainment news for today. I want to start off in Detroit. Some U.S. news. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. He's a British educated son of a Nigerian bank executive. He's also the same man who was accused of trying to set off a bomb that was hidden in his underwear aboard a Northwest airplane that was going from Amsterdam to Detroit back in December. Last Christmas. And he was in court today. He said he no longer wanted to be represented by the lawyers, the federal lawyers that were, assigned to him. He wants to be his own attorney. Now, he is faced with 6 federal charges, including attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and willful attempt to destroy aircraft. And he pled not guilty of the charges of trying to blow up the Northwest airplane. And however, he is due in court October 14th. So when I get some more information on that, I'll let you guys know. Now, this was a little shocking to me. I want to go to Reggie Bush. It has nothing to do with Kim Kardashian at all. How about they're talking about stripping him of his Heisman Trophy that he
won? I heard about that.
Yeah, back in 2005.
I heard about that last week.
Yeah, it was due to recruiting violations. They're saying pretty much that he was getting paid just you know, so he's getting paid for being the best. So now they want to strip him of the Heisman. Now, the thing about it is that he's not, him being stripped of that, okay, that'll be it for him, right? Well, the people that are going to pay the biggest price are the kids that are coming up behind him, you know, at USC. Because most of them that weren't even, you know, in high school at the time, they don't have a chance to compete for the national championship or play in a major bowl, and which is most of the reason why those kids go there, you know. And if they try to transfer to another university, they'll lose a year of eligibility. So that, you know, saying that sucks for them. Yeah, I don't like it. But now on to our entertainment part of it. How about Mariah Carey is going to be part of a tell-all book? She's not writing it, but this producer named Demiser, he is releasing a book called Guilty by Association, and it's supposed to be detailing his love affair with the superstar. And it's due out October 10th of this year, actually. And he's saying that he was like her live-in boyfriend and producer, and supposedly her attorneys, you know, like served him with a cease and desist to block the release of the book, but, you know, nothing has come of that. It's just supposed to be pretty much told, like, it's a tell-all book. And it's talk about,
like no
money.
Loyalty. There's yeah. like, no
you know
loyalty in anything anymore. It's crazy. When it's over, people want to tell the story. It's crazy.
It does suck. But, look, let's go, like, enough about them, because we'll find out about that, you know, after October 10th, I'm quite sure. let's talk about last night, the VMAs. Now, there's a lot of talk about this whole blackface thing that Will.i.am did. I didn't see it as blackface. I thought it was just, you know, a costume as anyone else that, you know, gets donned up for these the awards.
Yo, he must have really got paid a lot of money, though, because I thought that was ridiculous to have that head on the whole show.
No, he was saying that the head mask was just an expression and it emphasized his outfit, the whole little hat deal going on.
Yeah, but we didn't see his face. We didn't see his face the whole night.
But look, they kept putting the camera on him, though. And another one that looked crazy, look, I'm telling you, this threw me off so hard. Lady Gaga, one of her outfits, right, that red deal, that was meat. That was real meat. Her dress and shoes were made of meat. Raw. And that is it. That is it.
Thank you out of Charlotte, North Carolina, CeeLo. Appreciate you.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Come on, baby, listen. It's from the heart, you know?
They saying it's other fish in the sea, but I threw away my fishing rod. Baby, you a sick from God. Why we gotta make this hard? I ain't acting, but I try my best to play my part. Together, we a work of art. We ain't finished. I wish we could go back to start. We took a beating, but baby girl, you took my heart. You the hottest in town. I'm the hottest around. I feel like Carrie Hilson, baby. Love came around and knocked me down. Yes, I'm talking about you, I got the blues. The shorty was my best friend in my boot. You can never find the shorty that's like mine. And no one on the corner got a swagger like mine. In due time, you be back. Never will I stop trying. Forever you misstrap. If I'm lying, then I'll be fine. If you knew better, you do better. And who better than who knows you, who molds you? Don't nobody know you like I know you, baby. Every good thing must come to an end, but sometimes you gotta go through bad if you wanna be built to last. Baby, I ain't worried about your past, cause our future looking bright. I'm already smelling that gas. I said some things I ain't mean to say only cause I was mad. Was a packing, I was putting my dirty clothes in the bag. I admit you got the best of me, that's why I never leave. We had a teenage love affair like 18. Don't put me in the same position as Kanye. So heartless, regretting that I started. Swept me off my feet like somebody pulling the carpet. For you, I was a victim, yet you was talking. I don't understand why the relationship on standby. No other nigga competing. I got him by a landslide. I need you on my team. Together, we build a franchise. Just answer one question, baby. All I wanna know is,
why do we have to
play?
Why do we play the game?
I'm your hip-hop informer. That's Main Strap. They call that Why. If you just tuned into the show tonight, it is Monday, September 13th, and we've been talking about sexism. Is it really a man's world, or is that just something that we perpetuate? Weigh in at 917-889-3926. We're going to try to keep this conversation going for a few more minutes, and then we're going to try to wind it down. Is it a stereotype? Definitely, in my opinion, you know. But is it true? Is every woman that deals with like construction, if you know a woman that's on a construction site, you know, she's automatically, you know, identified as maybe like a lesbian.
Yeah,
right?
You're absolutely right. Damn right.
Every man that's in the hospital, you know, with a smock on and in some nurse's shoes, they're automatically assumed to be gay, right? Is that sexism, or is that just ignorance? Or was it
ignorance and sexism?
That's ignorance.
Every woman with a short haircut is not a lesbian.
Exactly.
So that's just ignorance.
But you know what's funny though?
Using that with sexism though? Because I think the fact that, you know, they are drawn to those occupations or they're in those fields, I think some association, you know, with their gender in those fields definitely deals with sexism.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know what, though? How about men that do women's hair? A lot of times, you know what I'm saying, like...
Well, a lot of men that do women's hair are gay. That's the truth now. Come on.
Look, but there are some men that aren't.
I'm not.
Why do they have to automatically be gay because they do women's hair?
Because they act like women.
Are you serious? Come on.
What hair?
Get out of here. Whatever.
I'm
sexism.
Exactly.
Come on. 19
pounds
okay, well,
power. What's
I'm sorry.
Look, with that for example.
All right. Okay, let's get past that. I don't send me no emails because I'm just being honest.
Right.
Send me.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, I'm just kind of thinking out loud, really, you know, what a lot of people, you know, I mean, really, I mean, we know as far as associations, right? I mean,
we
know as far as stereotypes. I mean, but how do we open our minds, you know, to the fact that it really doesn't matter? You know, at the end of the day, you know, I mean, the only person that's really in charge is God, right? And, you know, we really shouldn't be in judgment of one another. I mean, at the end of the day, it's really about self-sufficiency and independence. Sexism is real. And again, I just want to repeat tonight, and I'll keep repeating it to the end of the show, education is the new civil rights issue of our generation. And we got to learn how to talk about the things that are really happening so that we can learn how to overcome them. Because I think there's power in sharing. There's power in communicating. There's power in information. And this platform is touching on all those things. If you just tuned into the show, again, we've been talking about racism, not just racism in America, but racism all across the world. You know, there are countries that still, you know, operate in 2010 under the, you know, perspective that women have no value. There are many countries, there are many places in the world that do not respect women. And ladies, I'll say this, which I think is interesting. You know, women have been shut out in the past, have been shut out of education altogether. And then when they did start to learn and were able to go to school, you know, they still wanted you all to study less intellectual subjects.
Yeah. I mean, hell, look at the thing where I was talking that I reported last week about the woman getting stoned for adultery. I mean, we got senators and, you know, political figures, excuse me, that, you know, that commit adultery every day. And all they have to do is go on TV and say I'm sorry with their wife standing beside them and their girlfriend in the crowd. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It's a man's world. I mean, you know, I think it's more a man's world than not. You know? I mean, but
who
I think like
the Constitution.
I think
right.
A team of men.
Of men, absolutely.
But let me say this though. This is what I believe. I believe it's a team effort because you can't tell me that there wasn't a team of women somewhere close by, you know, keeping us fed and comfortable.
I understand, but they didn't put their John Hancock on that paper that we live by. But I understand what you're saying.
Well, I mean,
just like a lot of preachers, and to still even today, preach that will manipulate the word to say that the man should take the lead or downplay the women's role in the word or in religion. But
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but women, you can see all throughout biblical times and history how women played a significant part in our religion. And spirituality, you know, things like that. So,
right. I mean, some of them even preach, you know, that women shouldn't be preachers.
Absolutely.
You know, or evangelists or, you know, or elders or stuff like that.
No doubt. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 as we keep this real conversation going.
Running, but you keep it fucking. Going wild out for the Lord, get it fucking. never gonna be furious, cause you know you're fighting against the tax, gonna be furious. Regardless, the devil's still trying to discern. Even though you got a box of praying, don't return. That's the test, you wondering if you gonna freeze up. You can defeat on me, wondering if you gonna ease up. Don't hold back, go against the full throttle. If you gotta out the brain, then we have a whole bottle. Going in for the Lord, I'll forever give my praise. 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 For the Lord, I'll forever give my praise.
What's going on, TM Hyman Radio Live? That was Eclipse going in. It's your girl, Toya, one of the angels. We've got the other two angels online, Miss Willingham, CeeLo, and Charlie himself, Mr. TM Hyman. We've been discussing sexism this evening. You guys need to give us a call. Share your thoughts, 917-889-3926. CeeLo, you said that you have experienced sexism, being as though you worked in a lot of manual labor. Miss Willingham, have you experienced sexism? I know that you worked in mostly corporate and office settings. Have you experienced the same type of situations that CeeLo has come across? Because I know I haven't, working in an office setting and in corporate America. I have not been put in a position that I feel like I've been, you know, abused as far as sexism is concerned. How about you?
I would have to say I don't have any experiences in which I can draw upon. My field has been, everything I've worked for, customer service in the county has been predominantly female. And even in coaching, I'm going to say even coaching, when I started off coaching in men's basketball or co-ed basketball, you know, I got a lot of respect from my mayor, my male players. You know, I think my hardest was with the women, and even my hardest was with my young ladies. I guess the sexism wasn't experienced. I guess I was the one giving it, in a sense, if I had to, you know, draw back on it, on a situation. Because, like, I think if women in sports is equal to men, though that we're not, because we are just women and we're different. But I'm like, okay, if a man can do it, you can do it. There's no excuses. I don't care about any body issues. I don't care whatever that you just say that men jump higher than women. You can do it. But, you know, the reality of it is that we're women and we have limitations, and, you know, we all cannot do it like men. For instance, all women cannot dunk. Our knees will not allow us to. And if we do so, it will cause more stress and strain on our knees faster than it will a man's knee. So, I mean, but in my mind, you can do it. You're a woman, it doesn't make a difference. You can do it. So I guess that experience, I've given it, but haven't received it per se.
Wow.
Doesn't it really come down to respect, though? I mean, the one thing that you said is that, you know, you had the respect of the men. I don't think what I heard, you know, in the experience, that she didn't have respect of the men. It was more so at how men kind of came at her, more so, you know, really not wanting to see someone, because we go off of appearance, you know, we go off of looks. You know, pretty women just shouldn't be doing certain things to a man. And I'm going to tell you something, to a real man, that should always be the case regardless of how that woman feels about it. Because I think there's a difference between, you know, women who are doing what they have to do versus women who are doing, you know what I'm saying, what they want to do. And I don't think most women want to do heavy labor, you know. I mean, but there are some Berthas and some Walonas who like to bench press in order to keep it greasy, you know what I'm saying, for pleasure, you know what I'm saying? And I get that. But typically, you know, Samantha and, you know, Jennifer, they don't really want to cut trees, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, I mean, I think it's about respect, regardless of what you're doing. You know, you have to, one, be good at what you're doing. And if you're good at it, typically you're going to get the respect of your peers. You know, and a man will respect you even if they don't really think that you should be doing that job. If you can get beside me and you can fix that car just as fast as I can fix that car, you can tell me what's wrong with that car, I so respect you.
Right. I mean, you know what? At first, I know, like, a lot of guys, like, I had more guys be standoffish when I worked at Cox than when I went to Time Warner. When I started at Time Warner, no one treated me different. I mean, and the funny thing is, I know you guys say that, you know, I curse like a sailor or whatever, right? Well,
yeah, you do. You do. You do.
The funny thing about that is, in that environment, that was really almost the language. You know, I mean, that's all you would hear all day. And you know what I'm saying? But the guys would still call me to come help them. I would be the one that they would call, like, I'd be already off, and they'd call me to come help them, but I would go help because I didn't want to have to go out there the next day anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I was held to a higher standard because of the team that I was on. And so me being a female just happened to be one of those things. You know what I'm saying? And they stopped, you know, so after a while they stopped looking at me as just a female and as a good technician.
No doubt. A good technician you are. Tonight we've been talking about sexism in America and throughout the world. Folks, this has been a real conversation. You know, we got about 24 minutes left in the show. Up next, we got our sex. Not sex tonight. That's Friday.
Wow.
Our health and what? Maybe sex on my mind. No, actually, we got Sex on My Money, the new joint coming up from John Brown. We got our health and wellness segment coming up here, 917-889-3926, if you want to get it in, or if you got a comment tonight. Again, sexism in America, is it really a man's world, or do we just feed into that concept and perpetuate the behavior that's associated with, you know, playing your role? This is John Brown, Sex on My Money, featuring Gucci Mane, T.M. Hyman, Radio Live.
that nice attack. This is like my nigga feel. Then they got his license back. Time to stunt, so won't you brush real nice and fetch your boys back. Lights on camera. Action, this new shit. On the main attraction. This a chain reaction. This squad is a enterprise. Come and buy some merchandise. Go tell all your peers, turn your ears so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper, listen close to my advice. Make sure that your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I need it. I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby girl, I'll see you when I get there.
Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. That's the new joint from Gucci Mane, actually featuring Gucci Mane. That's John Brown, who's participating in New York's Fashion Week. His health and wellness segment from Virginia, Miss Willingham.
Good evening, good evening. Everyone, I wanted to just bring you a couple alternative ways to exercise. There are many options you have when it comes to getting good cardio workout without stepping foot inside of a gym. Now, I'm sure there's, again, a lot of us who are, like, allergic to exercise, like myself, or the word exercise or gym equipment. So things like the treadmill, elliptical, the Bowflex, I'm allergic to it. When I think of exercise, I think of alternative means.
Wow. You're allergic to real physical fitness?
No, just the word exercise. Just thinking about it is boring to me. It's just I can't see any excitement in it. However, I love cardio workout. I love being able to get exercise from alternative sources. Let me tell you a list of the top ten things I compiled of alternative exercises. Playing a sport. I'm sure many of you played a sport in high school, middle school, some kind of rec league. So you can go back to that sport. If you play football, they have men's football teams, flag football leagues, rec football leagues for men. They have women's basketball teams. They have women's football teams. They have different things, like if you played in high school, basketball, football, volleyball, things of that sort. So they also provide great cardio workouts. It's not quote unquote the exercise you think of when you think of exercise machine. Swimming. Terrence, you are a dolphin as you compare yourself to. Swimming
I swam for an hour before I came onto the show tonight.
There you go. That is the cardio workout, but it's not on your typical treadmill, elliptical exercise equipment type of setup. But you just got great cardio workout. So another example is riding a bike. I was just thinking the other day as I was taking my daughter on the bike ride and I was walking, I said, it would really be great if I had a bike to ride with her. That's another source or means of getting a cardio workout. It's very inexpensive. Only the cost is for the bike. And you can ride with your child if you have one, or you can ride by yourself. But it's not your typical exercise. You get to go around your neighborhood or maybe around a track. You get see different scenery, maybe meet your neighbors, things of that sort, so you get other benefits from it. Rollerblading. For those of us who don't know how to rollerblade, like me, I like four wheels instead of that one blade. However, rollerblading is another good means of a cardio workout and burning calories. If you know how to skate and you don't do too well on that one blade and you do well on four blades, you can always go to the skating rink and get the same effect. It's a little hard on concrete sometimes to skate, but it's very good to go to the skating rink and you get the same cardio workout there. It only costs you the cost of renting the skate and the entrance fee. That's very inexpensive, but it can also serve as family time if you have a family. Jumping rope is something that you can do. It doesn't take a lot of time, 15, 20 minutes. Spending time jumping rope is another good means of cardio workout and getting your heart rate up. It's very inexpensive. You can get a rope from the dollar store for a dollar. Hiking, I don't do too much of it. However, my sister who lives over in Vegas and by a lot of mountains, her and her husband do go hiking sometimes. It's another good means of cardio workout. You can also get the benefit of seeing beautiful things that you maybe wouldn't see on a regular basis when going along a hiking trail. So if you live near mountains or things of that sort, you just want to, you know, the only expense it is to you is just the cost of maybe getting a tour guide or maybe free, and you can just spend that time with your family if you have one or walking a dog. Dancing, for those of us who love to dance, and that means getting up out of your chair, that's another means of cardio workout. You can go to a dance class like I had the opportunity of doing last year with my daughter, being in a dance class and getting that cardio workout twice a week. Or you can just dance at home or dance out, you know, going out with your friends on a consistent basis if you have it, you know, available in your schedule. But that dancing gives you cardio workout as long as you're, you know, kind of sweating or perspiring. You're burning off calories as well, and you're having a good time, and it's fun. So that's another means of exercise. And then martial arts. That's something I have my daughter in, and I participated as well, but it's also another good means of cardio workout that's very inexpensive, and that's your typical means of exercise. And I think everyone will love my last tip, which is sex. Yes, that's right. Sex is a great means of cardiovascular workout.
Work it out.
Tested it out. All right now. So
work it out.
Alternative ways to exercise
indeed. Ms. Willie, man, we appreciate you coming out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. The tips are applicable.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I paint a picture in your mind with faith and filled with lead. My eyes are infrared, look like I'm psychic. bringing that prehistoric heat. Careful what I say, cause my flow is to get as all it speaks. If that ain't hot for ya, then I don't know what is. Volcanic lava in my chest, boiling in my ribs. Call a firefighter, get ladder 49. This is a sign of Armageddon, oh, I'm so divine.
Fire starters, we burning everything that's in your spot. Inferno blazing, we torch and melt and anything you got. Like summer, we bring the heat and make it sweat and see it drop. Yeah, you better watch, cause we gon' make it hot. We fire starters, we burning everything that's in your spot. Inferno blazing, we torch and melt and anything you got. Like summer, we bring the heat and make it sweat and see it drop. Yeah, you better watch, cause we gon' make it hot.
Aim that sound off like a bell chime.
Yeah.
Love with your little dude, get the on your mind.
Yeah.
Red like some iodine. Sound in the alley, squeeze your ears like the iodine. And if you can't see a strawberry, you colorblind. I'm getting better with A's like a fine wine. Get you close and outline like the sunshine. Make dudes move for units and like the city line. Ain't not gonna flip the little nipple for a dime. Funny how you talk red birds off line. Speaking of birds flying, we in the underworld. Keep them things in the pan, homie, like some fish frying. Got a lot with clothespins, 100 still drying. The next biz I cop might be the one that's flying. And I burn it up. If you turn this up, burn your whole house down. You gonna need a fire truck.
Holland Radio Live. Thanks for supporting us. It is 11:51 out here in Tampa, Florida, sunny Tampa, Florida. Thank you very much to CeeLo, Toya, and Didi tonight for hanging out. We've been talking about sexism. Is it really a man's world? You know, I say we feed into that concept way too much. You know, at the end of the day, what's the answer? What's the answer? The answer is education. Real fast, we're about to move really, really quickly. Folks, if you have music you'd like us to play here on the show, we will play anything one time. If it's good, we'll put it in rotation. TMHollandRadioLive@gmail.com, TMHollandRadioLive@gmail.com. You can join myself, Toya, CeeLo, Miss Willingham here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 12 a.m. every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 12. Every Sunday, 7 to 9. What is the answer to sexism and any other type of ism, stereotypes, prejudice, hatred? What's the answer? It's education. I'm not sure if you all really know, but I'm about to move really, really quickly. The government gives away $30 billion in federal scholarship money every year. There's seven specific places you can actually get your search on and get your piece of the pie. If you are a U.S. citizen, you deserve some piece of the U.S. pie when the government is giving anything away. The federal government allocates over $30 billion a year in money that they give away that's deemed free money. It's specific to education, really, really fast. Federal Pell Grants. The program provides need-based grants to low-income undergraduates and certain folks, you know, that meet certain criteria trying to get into college. Do a Google, federal Pell Grants, see how you can relate. Federal Student Aid Loans and Grant Data. The National Student Loan Data System is a part of the U.S. Department of Education Central Clearinghouse for student aid information of all kinds. They have a lot of RFPs, student loan, like, requirements, student loan, like, grants available. Google it, see how it applies to you. Scholarships for the disadvantaged student. The Health and Human Services Department of Financial Aid, they have specific awards available to students enrolled into medicine, any type of dentistry, optometry, pharmaceuticals, any veterinarian, nursing, public health, any kind of medical type of service. If you have a disability, there's scholarships for disadvantaged students, excuse me, not a disability, scholarships for disadvantaged students in the Human Health and Services Department or arena. Special minority initiatives. If you can log on to the National Center of Minority Health and Health Disparities. It's a component of the National Institute of Health, log on to the website. Again, it's the National Center for Minority Health and Health Disparities. It's a part of the National Institute of Health. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. Also, check out TRIO Student Support Services. The TRIO Student Support Service program caters to low-income, disabled, and first-generation college students who are enrolled in post-secondary education programs. Google it, TRIO Student Support Services. Undergraduate programs are available at most colleges, and along with some academic competitiveness grants based on, you know, how high your GPA is. So it's important to always keep a high GPA. Folks, again, you know, CeeLo, Didi, Toya, thanks for hanging out tonight. You all have any last-minute comments on sexism?
Yeah, I just think sexism, just like any other issue, racism and things of that sort, it's something that's taught. So I just think that, you know, our kids have to be taught better so they can learn that that's not the way things should be. You know, a man can't do a job better than a woman just because he's a man. If he can do the job better, it's because he's qualified to do so. I just think that, you know, sexism, like I said, is something that's taught, and we need to work on changing, you know, what type of notions and things that sort we teach our children.
Thank you very much for your comments tonight, Toya. Appreciate it.
I was just going to say, after all that, you know, like manual labor or whatever, it's probably why I'm in the position that I'm in now, as far as, you know, physical problems that, you know, that happened over time, you know what I'm saying, from
right.
lifting and carrying and crawling and so forth. So, I mean,
right.
it comes with its own cost as well. So,
with its consequences. And that's why I think men know, and men are always eager to be at your service to help you so that you don't have to, you know, put yourself in put your body in that kind of shape. Thank you very much for your comments tonight, Sybil. Thanks for hanging out. Go ahead, Ms. Willingham. Close it out for us. Quickly.
Just want to say that it's up to the individual. Sexism is a state of mind. That's all.
Absolutely a state of mind. That's simple. Folks, thanks for hanging out with us tonight as we roll into Tuesday, September 14th. We will check back at you on Wednesday, September 15th, as we keep another conversation going. We're going to leave you with a jam. This is my man Breeze. This is a new hot joint. TM Hobbin Radio Live.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, little nigga, time to wake up. Ain't a wretched thought saying, boy, get your weight up. Like an old man on the pill, nigga, stay up. Laying on his back so you know I'm coming straight up. Money get low, bet the hoes want to break up. Get a cover girl and your ex want to make up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. These hoes foul, want to charge you to lay up. Pay up, please. Y'all hoes, stop it. Brett Favre money never coming out the pocket, but the brain's so good, need a scholarship to college. Leave a G-Shock, my nigga, you better watch it. Things ain't the same. They saying I changed, nigga. I'm still gon' ride. I'm just switching my lane, nigga. All y'all rap like one of them Wayne niggas. This shit is in my blood, so I do it in vain, nigga. Mama's only baby, could he come out any quicker? It's mail, but the package taking longer to deliver. Pop, play Photoshop, cut itself out of the picture now. Mom's favorite saying is, I don't need a nigga. Bitter, but listen up. Pops wasn't ditching us. Figured a nigga had a hard time keeping the zipper up. Thoughts never fade. I gotta put the clippers up. Parents had to part, but that's the way the clippers cut. Silly cuts. That's when I fell in love with this rap stuff. Back when it was all about guns and niggas that act tough, I did it too. I won't interest in that stuff. Boss saying, wake up, nigga. Hang them racks up. Shit. I guess it was a dream. Let me go and play my role before they cut me out the scene. Niggas call me Breeze, but they used to say Raheem. But I guess it all changed like laundromat machines. Shit.
I'm back. Shit. I end all discussions, man. Put your money where your mouth is. I'll put niggas where your house is. Yeah. Look. Check it. Now, I ain't been here in a minute. I breeze through big boy dog overfitted. See the whip kinnick. Jag, it be kidding. Spitting his nose. I must have submitted. One of the hot y'all. You know that I got y'all. Spitting that hot sauce like sexy feet. You see me on the block moving.
moving cane, I be killing your freak. Got the Gucci on top, I be killing his feet. Lot of niggas spit flows, they ain't fucking with treats. See, I'm a young hustler that be fucking with D. See, I'm a young hustler, I'm the hottest in C. I breeze through land by the hottest in V. And boy, I be crushing the block. You see me with your main chick sucking my top. You see me in the rain, sick pushing the drop.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Hey, how about this? I was talking about this the other day.
Okay, how are we still, because I remember being in elementary school and they saying that black people were like 12% of the population, right? And my thing is, okay, I'm like mid-30s at this point, and they're still saying it's 12% of the population. How does, what is that?
Well, it's smaller than that right now.
But no, that's
how about
that's,
psychics?
Okay.
Psychics.
Yeah.
So
who's
that's
one?
Sense.
Are you one? I mean, I am sometimes.
Shut up, CeeLo.
No, damn. That ain't
I'm sorry, what?
That's
shit. All right.
CeeLo.
What? I am.
Hush. I'm just trying not to be so serious.
Okay.
I
mean,
I want to be informed.
That damn show don't want to talk about Miss Cleo as.
How about,
know,
okay.
But, hey,
invite
a stripper. I'm just like, how about, like, police psychics? How do police go to psychics? To solve murders, or I mean, how they use in different aspects.
And that's not serious. Are you crazy? Murderers is not serious.
I'm just giving you just an aspect of psychics. I don't mean we got to come from that standpoint. We can come from the standpoint of, you know, the roadside psychics that you see. I'm gonna read your palm type junk to you. You know what I mean?
Hey, the last night, the sheriff have on she had on some lingerie shit.
She had the same
20 years ago. Like 19. That was showing the letter. She was naked in some lingerie.
Yeah. Well, that's the outfit, though.
This chick with the Gaga with the meat outfit was like crazy over the top. Ooh.
Meat dress. Yeah. How you put
with
yeah,
a piece of,
you
she got a piece
dress.
Of a piece of pork chop on her head. It's like a hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her shoes are wrapped in meat. And the guy said, the guy who actually designed it said it was the cut of meat that you use for roast. And he got it from his butcher. It was about 40 pounds. Huh? Well, the top part of it was the meat was wrapped onto the, attached to a corset. And the shoes, it was wrapped in meat and, you know, held by the butcher's twine. Yeah, that threw me off. I just.
Gaga's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
See, and this, she had on, she was too heavy for her to walk in because she said she didn't expect to win. Okay.
All those awards.
Right.
She won
but
a
you
slew
know,
awards.
Hey, you never know how humble somebody really is, you know. Think about yourself, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe she didn't expect it. Well, who the hell knows? I don't. Crazy. Who cares? All right. Let's see something to talk about. Oh, Tank. Children, should parents beat their children? Oh, we already talked about that.
No, let's beat them.
I say so, too. This is right. Straight.
Let's beat them.
You want to dance, stand in love, Miss Seeley? You keep on vising them like you do. Color purple skin.
What is up today? What's wrong with her?
Insane.
Crazy. Yeah, you're crazy.
Hey, that's a game we should play, though. Like, name that tune or some crap. Like, I can't play, though, because I win all the time.
We should talk about hip-hop or R&B.
Yeah, I don't understand why people be on the line, but they don't want to comment.
Because they just want to listen, maybe?
I mean, yeah, but I'm just like, damn.
Talk to them. It's telling people to call them. I mean, what's going on? I mean, I know I have people that call and listen in, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care about, I mean, the ones that's 0000, and then I got
a
few that's the 111 ones. I mean,
oh,
I think
you know what, they might
like,
be calling in from, because, you know, Gmail now has that phone thing where you can dial, you can call somebody from your email, from Gmail, because Coop, the one he calls in every once in a while,
from D.C., he called me from his. Gave some off-the-wall-ass number. That's the thing, too. Wow. All
right, y'all don't have no topics.
Okay, I might have something for you by tomorrow. You know I'm not going to sleep anytime soon. I mean, really, so. Yo, why did I drive to freaking Greensboro, like, on some, I don't know,
yeah,
like, I just had to drive somewhere shit.
You got to drive to Greensboro.
Greensboro, yeah, it's like a, I don't know, it's like an hour and a half out.
Wow.
Why wasn't you calling me earlier? I was coming back.
Oh, you just said you
about
just came back.
Around and their kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, the fact you said you wanted to lighten it up, Dee Dee, and you keep talking about...
I'm just throwing stuff out there. You can't shoot my brainstorms down. I'm just saying. It's like I throw it out there like the duck on Nintendo.
Hey, yo. Hey, no, man. They just you said no serious joints, and you just came with two crazy serious joints.
I can't get my mind off of we just always freaking serious.
How about
right.
Okay. Let's see. How about
how about the TV shows we let our kids watch? Okay, that's serious. Hold on, I'm still thinking, never mind.
Wow.
We got serious minds.
Let's talk about the good side of relationships. Good love. Good love Wednesday.
Good love.
Hump day, because, you know, it's hump day. Good love, you know. All right.
Expound.
What? Would you say so?
Turn ons and turn offs.
How to know when your lover doesn't know how to make love. What to do. Tap him on the hand and say, what the fuck
to do when something don't smell right.
Well, that is part of help. But you can...
Hey.
Oh, you know, how about...
What do you do?
Hey.
What do you do when you get your clothes off and you ain't even got to that special area, but, you know, the things are just not smelling right? I mean, whether it be her feet, his feet, or just something's not right, you know what I mean? Turn on, turn off. When you do, you grab off.
Hey,
you
hey.
Trust me.
That's the show right. Hey, well, that's the show. That's
my
next
story.
Right, yeah.
No.
When the smell says no.
Hey, man. Hey, that's the show right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Especially, like, you know what I'm saying? The young, you know, the young teenagers that they just started college and stuff, you know. They don't know what to do, I guess. I don't know. I never had that issue.
Hey,
but
so what's the title, though? So what's the...
And the smell says no.
How about, what is wrong with turn-ons and turn-offs? It's not just smell. Let's just not get hung up on smell, Sheila. Let's broaden it. But let smell be something we do discuss.
Hey, Mom, what are you telling me to broaden? Okay. Let's see.
That's funny.
Let's
take it beyond just smell.
Okay. Oh, hey. How to break up
back
with somebody.
Here.
What's the best way to break up with somebody?
You said break up? I thought you said wake up to somebody. How to wake up to somebody.
Oh, I said how the best way to break up with somebody.
That's just negative.
Positive aspects to that. Some people know how to, you know, say, like, find out that somebody you're dating is crazy. How do you leave them without, you know, tipping them off that you figured out that they was crazy?
Well, how do people leave you, Sheila?
Nobody really leaves me. I guess they kind of, I don't.
It's crazy.
Look, they disappeared, Dee Dee. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but look, I'll say this. It's interesting.
Okay, look.
We can't see.
Are we ready for Halloween? Like decorating holidays. No, how about this? Holidays. Like, you know, are they commercialized or is there still value to them? Like sentimental value still at the holidays? You know what I'm saying? Like, especially in the wake of the recession or whatever, where people aren't able, may not be able to buy the same gifts that they've bought in the past. And, you know, some people really base how they feel you care about them on the gifts that you purchase them. Like, I don't buy people gifts,
okay, so
they don't, you know, feel them doesn't really hurt, you know?
So,
they
like,
don't expect it. So.
What are you buying? What are you buying me this Christmas?
Some draws?
Absolutely, I'm washed. Draw.
Wash them over the holidays, or buy you a week's worth of underwear for the holidays.
I'm gonna buy you some paper towel because I buy people what they need, not what they want.
Oh boy. Okay.
Paper towels. I got more than enough paper towels in my motherfucking house.
I'm just saying, I'm just making a point. I'm not buying you paper towels, but I'm saying I'm buying you something that I know you're going to use. I know there's a need in the home, not something that you want that you may not use or just randomly picking a gift. You know what I'm saying?
How about this? Is chivalry dead?
Yeah.
Do people on regular dates anymore? What the hell is dating? I still haven't got.
But see, I mean, are you in position?
To date
for chivalry?
Too many times we step out of position. We want, but we're not aligned with what we want.
I'm not accepting anything less.
But see, I think it's according to your understanding.
Oh well.
In your understanding, my understanding, our understanding is not always aligned.
Are you making a sandwich? No, look.
Nope.
I don't know. That was just really arbitrary.
What does that have to do with a sandwich? Are you talking to us?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that she's not. I'm thinking she's not talking to us.
She came off.
Yeah, I believe. Okay. I don't know. I'm trying to brainstorm here.
I just want to say this to y'all. I am actually standing in the studios of Hack Media where I am literally doing this show live from a real place that is phenomenal. Edie's actually been here, but it's time to take this shit to the next level as I stand on the set of the TV show, Center Stage Live, which we're about to breathe some life back into as well. So
yes, sir, that was just on my mind. Center Stage Live was just on my mind.
Yep. I mean, we gotta get it cracking. Because that's for the other 2 hours.
What do you think of that message I left? You know what I'm talking about? The boys?
Yep.
Yeah.
I would have to hear a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that was just a brainstorm. It popped in my mind. And then, I visualized it. And then you popped in my mind to call to tell you about it. It's still in building process, but you know what I'm saying, to at least start a brainstorm.
Yeah.
Oh, Dee Dee, I'm talking about, I had an idea like this. Coming of age story, like a boys to men type story, you know, and the main characters being 2 young boys. Not sure what
talking
they're going
like to do. Talking like a film, like a little independent movie, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm with you. Sounding good. I was waiting to hear the rest.
Because so many other the thought of it was just really, you know, like so many times that we watched like the shows that movies and stuff we watched as we grew up.
Well, get your ass to English teacher.
Be quiet. But it showed like
the friendships of children, but most of the time it was, you know, white children or whatever. And the only other time it was really depicted, you know what I'm saying, was like, from what I remember, it's like, you know, Little Rascals, but we, you know what I'm saying, him
right.
being the only black child. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never really...
Well, CeeLo, it's crazy that you say that, and you are, like, the second person this week that has actually, like, dumped a project on me and said, you know, they didn't know why. Didi, I told you about the other one.
Yeah.
With a girl said she didn't know why. Didi, CeeLo called me, like, 2 days later, I mean, on Saturday, or Sunday, early Sunday, and left me a message and said, I don't know why I'm telling you this. But CeeLo, you don't really know anything about the studio and the stuff that I'm doing here outside of the radio show and outside of music. Didi, I'm going to let you tell her about the studio because she had no idea when she called me. She said, I don't know why I'm telling you this. So, Didi, tell her about the studio here because CeeLo, this is some real shit. And I'm going to share this with y'all, then I'm going to let y'all go. But tell her about the studio here.
Studio, to look at it from the outside, you would don't judge a book by its cover. When you go inside, I mean, the space, mountains of space, reception area, office. You go in the back. Once you turn to your left, oh, the studio is awesome. It's set up. It looks like you're on a production stage. I had the opportunity earlier this year to go to the studio of What Not to Wear, and it was just like being on the same set. It set up wonderfully, beautifully. I mean, it could hold 50 people, had it up and running just as if, you know, he was prime time. Go upstairs, main office, wonderful, great space. I mean, so much potential it can come out of that space. So, I mean, it's definitely the vehicle for Center Stage Live to blow up. You know, we just have to, you know, make it happen, make it work, strategize. But this space is awesome. He has done something, you know, astronomical with it. CeeLo, you need to take the opportunity, if you can, before you get back to work and after you heal, to go down there and check it out. I think we all definitely should. You know, just to see.
I offered to come down there at some point, but he had never really gotten back to me with his schedule. But I know he's busy, so. You know, I really didn't.
No, but so I wanted her to tell you that because, yeah, you did. Now, see, everything is about timing. Because when you said about the little mini films, yo, we can coordinate something for real because I got dudes here that's getting at me with the same thing. They wanna work with me. They wanna write. You know, they wanna produce. You know what I'm saying? Little films and the way it's set up, CeeLo, I got like four different sets right here in my studio. Four different sets, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and the way where the studio is, we're on a lot. So the lots got alleys, you know what I'm saying, that will be perfect for, like, producing, like, you know what I'm saying, like movies.
Okay, now how about this? Now here's another idea that I had, right, where, remember the show Amen?
Yep.
Okay. I was thinking to, like, bring that back, and since Ruben, you know, I know his name ain't Ruben. I can't think of what it is right now. I see his face. Anyway, he's still alive, you know what I'm saying? And you remember, him and Thelma did have a child. So, like, be dope for the, what? It's a gospel project.
Clifton.
You said Clifton?
Clifton Davis.
Oh, yeah, Clifton Davis. Oh, okay. No, you, okay. Yeah, Clifton Davis, him. Yeah, you remember him and Thelma did actually have a kid, and at this point, the child would be old enough for the father, for him to pass the church down to the father. And, like, to the son, excuse me, and I was looking, like, maybe, like, Ty Trippett or somebody like that to play the son. Or, I mean, not, you don't have to be exactly him, but someone, you know, around that age range, I would think, would work, or maybe a little bit younger. How is he?
Right,
but, yeah, you know, but the thought of it, because they had, like, what, seven cast members, really, you know?
Right.
And it was two settings. They had the church and they had the house.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. We could produce something like that right here in my studio.
Can you
tell
me? We
could produce something like that right here in my studio. And, you know what I'm saying, and we could shoot it on the weekends where niggas can travel, you know what I'm saying, back and forth.
Yeah. And, oh. Good. And I got four cameras here on a switcher.
Wow.
So I ain't bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, and now, you know, upstairs, I'm doing the show live upstairs in the office off of the set.
That's dope. That's real dope.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what's crazy about that? Like, when did you open yours? When did you,
I got last November.
Okay.
Last November. You know what I'm saying? Me and Didi, you know what I'm saying, made a move last August. And you know what I'm saying? This came out of that. And this opened up last November. So, you know what I'm saying? We coming up on a year. And again, I'm trying to get a deal on the table.
What?
I need a deal on the table.
Yeah, man.
I need a deal. You got a deal? I need a deal on the table.
And then have a talk show. Like, you know what? I want to be like Kathy Hughes.
Yo, that's here in the studio. Center Stage Live is the talk show. It's
that's
on the
right.
CW here. So that's what you're talking about. It's on the CW here.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, yo. I'm telling you, if I wasn't so high, I'd cry right now.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, but Didi, for real, that is what creates Hack Media. Everything that what CeeLo just named, just like that, to the, you know what I'm saying, to what people actually doing it, just like that. I got an idea. This is how I do it. This is who I have included. You know what I'm saying? To where we can't be the only ones coming up with ideas and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Cats need to bring their shit like that. We can produce it.
Yeah, you know, like, what is selling your service? What? Do you know what that is?
What?
Huh?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, I'm a concept person. Like, I come up with ideas all day. And fiddle through how to, you know what I'm saying, how to figure out how to get it done. But I'm damn sure an idea person and concept. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what the hell is that called, though? I would think creative director, but that's not what it is.
Well, I mean, for real, that is a producer. That's a producer creator. That's you know what I'm saying. See, but this is the deal. I mean, you really, if you're more so of a developer, a creator. You know what I'm saying. If you're coming up with the concepts, you know what I'm saying, it's your idea. But see, it's only your idea if you can actually produce it. See, if you come up with just the concept and you pass it off, a producer is going to take it and make it come to life. What I do is I make it come to life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I create the ideas and I bring it to life. So the thing about it is you are a producer, but I don't think you're confident in it, or maybe you just didn't know.
No, I didn't know. Hell, I'm confident even when I don't know. So it's, you know, I'm just trying. Take it to you.
Yeah, I think it's creator, producer. I think you probably could direct as well. You know what I'm saying? You know a little bit about direction. But like you said, it's about knowing how to compartmentalize it.
Yeah.
Hey, we about to take this shit to the next level. Y'all don't understand how beautiful it is for me to be walking down these stairs after just doing that show on my set. I got the TV on BET. I'm looking at this big-ass drag queen-looking lady named Wendy Williams.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, no, I like Wendy. Yeah, don't Wendy look like a man. Get out of here.
Yes. She has very detailed, manly features.
I don't even know what.
Hey, but yo, I didn't watch Wendy blow up from when I was a kid. Being on the radio to where she on TV right now, still doing the same thing, talking her ass off.
Exactly. But she's on more than one station.
Yeah.
She has it going on.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
So this is what I'm gonna say to y'all, ladies. I had a real serious conversation, and CeeLo, you asked the dude yesterday about his lawyer. You know what I'm saying? But for me, that's where I am right now. I'm in Lawyerville because I need deals on the table. And I'm talking six-figure, seven-figure deals on the table. And with these kind of deals, I don't want niggas to say that, you know what I'm saying, you know, in a deal, they're going to give me $1.5 million, but, you know, I got to suck their toes every Friday night at 2 o'clock or some shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't want the contract to be no bullshit, you feel me?
Look, you hear me? I said, look, do we have to show up there to be there with you?
Hey.
Right. Suck toes?
I don't do toes.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, you know, I at least show up.
Shit. I don't do toes. I don't even do my own motherfucking toes. I barely want to clip my own toenails.
Oh, boy.
All I'm saying is,
We can't hear you if you're talking.
I ain't say nothing.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
He said, all I'm saying is.
Maybe I'll stop talking.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, this is some real shit. And I stopped doing it from my home studio because the shit is real. And I moved it into the studio, and now I'm live from the studio because we about to take it to the next level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all definitely got to get a trip down here because this the studio is green screened out, CeeLo.
Mm.
It's a set, but one of the sets is a green screen set. You know what I'm saying? So we doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Had me. Huh?
Comedy show.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we can do whatever we want to do.
Yeah,
but the thing about it is, let me tell y'all how you make money. And, Didi, I need you to really get with me with this, and this is why I got to get a lawyer. And, CeeLo, you know about it already. But, you know, I mean, how we make money really is through publishing. I'm pretty much leveraging myself is through publishing. And at the end of the day, you know, I'm gonna ink a deal that's going to encompass creating, producing, distributing, marketing, you know what I'm saying, books, audio, video production, you know, all of those kind of things. So, I mean, the whole... The whole presentation of it all is really what's most important. And how we present it. And how I'm going to present it is like in a multimedia form. To where you can pop in the CD or you can get an email of a PowerPoint presentation. And the PowerPoint is going to consist of a link that has music and video clips that's a part of the presentation. Pictures, links, music, video, and a PowerPoint. They've never seen anything like what we're going to present to them. And all I want to do is you to put the deal on the table. I need a deal on the table. What I'm looking for out the box, the kind of deal I'm looking for out the box, that definitely deals with a sum that's like 1.5 out the deal, out the box, like 1.5.
Okay.
So that means our presentation got to be worth.
Oh, wait, we'll be.
Because we want at least that.
It will be, absolutely.
So I think your concept for the presentation is a is extraordinary.
Oh, is what we do as a multimedia, you know, multimedia company.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what? I just called the other day and told him not to, I put a VCR tape in his, VCR tape. Yo, I was, when my dad first got his camera, he started his videography business. I wanted to be a news reporter. And every time, like, I'm about to come on, you know, it's like every time we're about to go on air or whatever, that's what I think about. And I think about chewing my gum and talking crazy and groan and trying to direct men.
Uh-huh.
It's classic, though, for real. My eyes are the biggest thing on my face. Yeah. Oh boy.
So let me, what the PowerPoint presentation is going to consist of, do you have an outline already done?
No.
Okay,
so outside of it was outdated. I got a presentation for Hack Media, but it's not updated to include, you know, the show and radio show and the updated dates for Center Stage and all that.
Okay, so like, is everyone just going to have a part to excuse me, a part of the PowerPoint to do, or excuse me, I mean, like, what input do you reach?
Well, I'm going to do a draft and then kind of send it out.
Okay.
That's pretty much how I do it. Just create a draft. Get anything that y'all want to add or tweak. We can do it like that.
It's going to be like a PowerPoint that you would have put, like, for the business plan?
Well, you do PowerPoints for anything, really. But, yeah, something that, I mean, a PowerPoint that people use for business plans.
Okay. Yeah.
And it'll have like clips to where, you know what I'm saying, when you're actually going through the PowerPoint, you can click the link, it'll take you to the website, you know what I'm saying, keep on in the PowerPoint, you know what I'm saying, click the YouTube clip, you know what I'm saying, you can see an example of a music video we've done. You know what I'm saying? Click the YouTube clip, and next part of the presentation, you'll see some clips of Center Stage. You know, YouTube clip, you know, you can see some new streaming of us, you know, taping the radio show live, and then you can, you know what I'm saying, keep on the presentation. Click the link. You can hear the show live, you know what I'm saying, and the whole time is just a part of the overall presentation. You know what I'm saying? And then you put, like, the company overview. Then you put, like, you know, forecast, you know, projected profit, the different revenue streams, you know, marketing, how we plan to execute, you know, market research done, you know, why should they invest?
You know what, too? As one of the parts of it, as far as just giving back to the community, because I know that's an important part of it, you know, so if you get additional funding. But
yeah, well, Urban Aid, we got Urban Aid, the Urban Aid Development Project is big in VA, and I got like all kind of proclamations and from the different cities and the state through the Urban Aid, the outreach entity of HAC is the Urban Aid Development Project. So that is like the outreach arm, and you're absolutely right. I did establish a foundation here, like during inauguration time when Obama was put in office. I started something for youth here that's a part of the Urban Aid Development Project, but I really haven't done a whole lot here in Florida. So this is going to be an opportunity to kind of kick all of that off.
Well,
so I guess, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, actually, I was going to say that, you know, it's certain programs at the school, like technology programs where the kids can come in, you know, get school credits or whatever, coming in and working, you know, after school at the station and getting credit hours.
Like TV station?
Yeah. Or even, you know, even doing the radio.
For us. You mean us, right. Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, that be part of, you know, like, a, you know, be a music program or a media program.
Yeah, that's what Urban Aid, that's what it is. It's
yeah.
like a 6-week audio video program. We did it at NRHA in Virginia and in Chesapeake. And that's
okay.
pretty much what that whole, you know what I'm saying? We do like audio, video. You got to do an audio or video project depending on, you know, how the people decide in order to graduate, quote unquote, graduate from the program. You learn the radio aspect. We actually took them like tours to where they actually toured a radio station, you know, went in and worked in a studio, toured a TV station, you know, as a part of the programs, did activities. I mean, the shit is real, real tough. But the crazy part is this was prior to me actually owning the studio.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, all of this is like crazy. And the one thing that Didi, you know, is ready for me to do is like quit my job and do this shit full time. But, you know what I'm saying, I need revenue to pay for it until we can get that deal on the table.
Right.
No, I'm waiting patiently.
But, listen to what we're saying, though. You know what I'm saying? Listen to what we're saying. And see, Lord, I'm going to tell you, my biggest hurdle is the fact that, you know, I mean, I'm way in Florida, you know what I'm saying, without a team. You know, most of my team is in the north.
Right.
So, you know, it's just all about really acquiring, you know, that manpower down here to make it happen. But the beauty is I can consolidate all of that. All of that is now consolidated into one place. And it's a pretty pretty big place.
Okay. What's that?
You know what I'm saying? Because the studio alone is like that multi-purpose room. So where you can do training, you know what I'm saying, on the set.
Right.
It's a classroom, too. You feel me?
That's dope.
Yeah, we got to get those strings of, like we talked about earlier this year, to see that residual income. That was what you just said, classroom. Sounds good when you're not producing some type of, we're not in production. You know what I'm saying? You got a little, maybe a weekend, 2-weekend, or 4-weekend class or something going on. Hey, residual income.
Right.
That's what my meeting was about. That's why I'm in Amway, residual income. You know what I'm saying? You got to have multiple streams of income. You just can't depend on the job or not even a job, just our self-employment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep. I do.
So,
Didi, I'm going to tell you this, though, Didi. I ran into a dilemma even with the air. You know what I'm saying? They wanted more. They wanted way more.
Cool.
In order to get the air installed. So I ultimately didn't get the air installed. But all I'm really missing right now is to be able to really control the environment because it get kind of cool in here in the winter, just like, you know what I'm saying, it was hot in the summertime.
Right.
And that's the only thing about the environment. It drives, you know, whether I'm able to do business. And I haven't been able to really do business in here all summer because it's been so hot.
Right.
So now I'm transitioning back kind of out of my home office back into the studio because I wasn't in here doing a whole bunch of video production. So, you know what I'm saying, all this other shit, it's a humongo office, and it's real nice in here. But, you know what I'm saying, it ain't going to be, and it's air-conditioned in the office, but it ain't going to be up here in the office and in the hot fucking studio.
Right.
So, you know,
we need to go to my back
and kind of like put the shit on pause. What you say?
I said we got to go through the bank account. We got to go through our through the bank account to see we know which direction to go so we can take care of our needs. You know what I mean? You said you put it on pause, but why?
Yeah, but I got too frustrated with it. Because I thought I was, you know how excited I was to get this shit installed.
I know.
So you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just put it on pause because I ain't want to get, you know what I'm saying, I ain't want to get upside down about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay. Because either yes, no, or it's wait. And I ain't want to hear no. I already thought it was yes, so I just decided to wait. But, yeah, we do need to kind of go through all of that. But for real, we need to get everybody, like, here to Tampa for a meeting, for a business meeting.
Oh, try to get everybody in the middle. Maybe everybody can't get to Tampa, buddy. You got to remember us women with children.
Hey.
Yeah.
I ain't say sooner. It could be later.
We need it more sooner than later.
Yeah, but I know there's restrictions.
I understand. Well,
a flight ain't nothing, even if it's 24 hours. Even if you fly down, I have flown to Norfolk for a day and flew back in the same day. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
Finance.
But if you do it in advance, it's not as expensive. But I feel you, okay. I can't.
It's like $200 round trip.
Yeah, it's not, but I can't take in people's pockets, I'll show you.
Yeah, I mean.
What'd you say? I didn't.
I can't dig in people's pockets. Didi's telling me to get out people's pocketbook.
I'm going to just say this. We all need to get on the phone, and those things that we just brought up, we need to say, okay, this is what it is, this is what we got, this is what we don't, this is when we can, this is when we can't, and then we can plan accordingly and then go from there. So, you know, I don't want to pick going people's pockets either. I'm not sure what everyone's capabilities are, but I just know everybody. I mean, I know how sometimes we get down to, you know, we just up and do. But, you know, I don't want to put those expectations. I can't put, you know, Toya just moving into her house. She just can't up and do.
Not for you.
Yeah, or whoever can get down there, and then whoever can't will do like I did on a damn phone while everybody else was somewhere else.
Right, pretty much.
Well, we definitely need to be occupied at the same time and space to hash out some, you know, serious and business issues in order to go forward, and, you know, I think so.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And I think sooner than later, so we need to get Toya's sleepy tail up. We're going to have to get on the phone before we go on the air because it looks like she can't hang out afterwards. So.
Yeah, 2 weeks left in September.
Terrence, I'm preparing something for you right now. However, it would go. I say I'm preparing a report for you.
Okay.
Some information, mostly numbers, and some other information in regards to that thing.
To what? In regards to what? I'm sorry.
In regards to Massages for Life.
Gotcha.
The music studio for Ag Media.
Gotcha. CeeLo, what's the name of your business again? The Strides one.
The what?
Creative strikes.
Creative strikes?
Yeah. Yeah. Creative strikes development.
Right. Spell it. Spell strike. Strike.
Like the pen striking the paper?
S-T-R-I-K-E.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Strikes. Creative strikes.
Mm-hmm. Development, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want to partner with Creative Strikes Development. And we can partner to develop shows. And I'll charge you a discount rate on film production and videography. But high quality, high power shit.
Yeah,
I'll charge you a Section 8 rate.
Oh, wow. Section 8.
Yeah, I want to make it alluring. I want to make it alluring.
Well, okay, like, let me tell you what Creative Strike, you know, like, really is, though. I mean, it's more artist development than anything. It's, and, like...
Yeah, but as an artist development company, you need to be able to refer artists.
Oh, no, right. Absolutely right. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, right. But that's the whole point of it. Yeah, it's like the liaison between the artist and whoever the hell they need. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Getting the producer. Like, I'm telling you, like, I wanted a media, like, I wanted a house. Like, not a house, but like a building, right? Where someone could come in and just pick any producer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have different producers. You know, like, the producer's on one floor, and then you have, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just, you can just come in there and just pick who you want to do what, and you can go to the studio and record. I mean, just, yeah. But, yeah, okay. Good shit. I can do that. Yeah. I mean, you guys think, that I know, I mean, but that means that I'm going to have to, you know, saying get out there more, honestly, because the people that I
do. Not really. Because check it out.
What?
I mean, we've already partnered in the sense that, you know what I'm saying, as a part of the show, you refer artists, we big them up, you know what I'm saying, and build their credibility. You know, some of your folks has been in rotation with us for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
If they listening, and if they telling people to listen, you know what I'm saying, then they building a buzz for themselves. That's
right.
Building up
right.
Your credibility. That has been building up Creative Strikes development if you position it that way. But out all of the motherfucking artists that we've played, and as many times as we've played their music, you know what I'm saying, they got to big up Creative Strikes, whether they like it or not, you know what I'm saying? And that's how Hack Media represented for Creative Strikes as a partner.
Oh, no problem.
Right?
No problem. Yeah, no problem at all. No
that
disagreement.
Feel good to you.
It does. I feel sexy now.
I mean, Didi, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? And it's really about building and adding businesses and partnering with businesses that's really kind of just connecting to our resource base. You know what I'm saying? And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we just grow like that. You know what I'm saying? And companies, we pretty much charge. Hack Inc. represents Hyman Associated Companies. The whole concept of the corporation was to be able to partner and help to build businesses. Help businesses grow. That was the whole purpose of the concept of my company. It was a creative development company as far as from a business administration perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Helping, I'm like a business advisor. You know what I'm saying? But I'm that hip-hop business advisor.
Right.
And the shit is ridiculous because, I mean, not only have I been able to, like, just create other businesses that have become partners, you know what I'm saying? There's other businesses that's really officially partners. You know what I'm saying? Like Massages for Life, which is crazy.
Right.
Which is crazy. Like Creative Strife, you know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. So, I mean, when we got other partners like AT&T and Walmart and McDonald's, then we officially in business.
Right.
and we officially in business already. So, I mean, it's real. This is real. You know what I'm saying? This is real.
Yeah,
I did. This is real. And yeah, and I had to come. Something just said, go start doing the show where it's supposed to be. Yo, I pay rent in this bitch every month. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I pay rent in here every month. And it's like, yo, get busy. Get ready to get busy. Yo, I heard it clear as day.
That shit is crazy. You know what's dope about that? My father just sold his, he just let his office space go the beginning of this month.
And yo, like, my dad just closed his business down.
And he just was like, you know, because he had an office at the house and wasn't even really using it. He got all everything he needs there, you know what I'm saying? And but after like 20-some years, the same, I think he was only paying like $100 rent. He was grandfathered in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's really dope.
Sometimes you just get tired, though.
To shut down for one to get, you know what I'm saying, the full use. Look at that. Is that how powerful? One man should not have so much power, Mr. Hyman.
Okay.
That's universal.
What?
I said, no one man should have that much power, Mr. Hyman.
Oh, my gracious.
But because I said two shut down, you know what I'm saying, and for him to get full use of what he was supposed to be doing in the first place. My father what the hell is the likelihood of that?
Hey, 25 years. 25 years.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you symbolically, really what I just got out of what you just said, symbolically. It's like the passing of the baton.
Exactly.
And what you just said is I just got two batons passed to me.
Exactly.
Right.
Haul ass, young man. Haul ass.
Right. Right. And you know what? I am literally balancing two batons right now with Verizon's work and Hack Media's work is just as busy, just as heavy. And
right.
So symbolically, that is my reality. That's the reality that you all are a part of, and you all help me to carry that because it's a real tough load.
Happy to be a
servant. I ain't never scared, though. I ain't never scared. And the fact that I ain't never scared, you know what I'm saying, he with me and he helped me to, you know what I'm saying, make it happen each and every day. And he give you what you need even when you don't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell you. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm grateful and I'm appreciative. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
yeah, you appreciate tonight, too.
I don't say nothing.
Your ministry. How's that been going?
Hey, I start a class tomorrow.
Okay.
That starts this whole process. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to get ready. Mind, body, soul. You feel me?
Yeah.
I told you I'm ready to go to a women's conference.
Hold on, I get to go to a women's conference this week.
Where is that?
Ready.
How about that?
Get ready.
Where is it at, Diddy?
That's home.
Where is it at?
It's a church, you know. It's a Calvary Revival. But I just wanted to say that in conjunction with what, you know, everybody, what y'all are saying or whatever, I think, you know, positioning, we all getting ready, be open, you know
get
what
ready.
I'm saying? You know, if things are coming, when they're coming in the time in which they're coming for a reason, they're not just coming off willy-nilly. They're like it came to us. We met each other how many years ago? I mean, everything's for a purpose. And just
exactly.
To be going to a conference and about dreams that, you know, I can see a transition in myself just from last year to this year. Just from, I mean, just my associations